This audio production is brought to you by TheBestDayEver.com, David Wolf's premium longevity member site.
The content found on TheBestDayEver.com from David Wolf and New Horizon Health, Inc. is for informational purposes only and is in no way intended as medical advice, as a substitute for medical counseling, or as treatment cure for any disease or health condition, and nor should it be construed as such, because that would be illegal. Always work with a qualified health professional before making any changes to your diet, supplement use, prescription drug use, lifestyle, or exercise activities. Please understand that you assume all risks from the use, non-use, or misuse of this information.
Okay, welcome everyone. This is your host, Lucian Gauthier, and I am here once again with our resident expert, Truth Calkins. Truth Calkins is here today to talk to us about a really potent type of seed. This is a seed that's gotten a lot of attention. Probably the last 2 to 3 years, this has been really huge in the health community at large, also the raw food community. It's massive, and it's getting more popularity, and now you can look at articles in different mainstream newspapers and see everyone talking about this amazing superfood. So, Truth, thanks so much for joining us today and talking about it with us.
You're welcome.
All right, so Truth, this is a particular type of seed that's really well known for those people who are in kind of the know. For your average mainstream person, it's getting more and more attention and people are becoming more aware of it. But let's talk about chia for a minute and what makes chia such a superfood. Why can we call chia a superfood as opposed to just a really good healthy food?
Well, it's really down to the omega-3 content. It's the highest non-marine food source on the planet of alpha-linolenic acid, of ALA, which is the short-chain omega-3, which the body converts into long-chain omega-3, EPA, and then DHA. And so this is, as far as heart health and inflammation and neuron protection, brain health, eye health, prevention of things like macular degeneration, autoimmune issues, the omega-3s are huge, and they're getting a lot of research. Now, but not everyone is going to consume fish oil products. And this is where chia comes in, and we'll talk more about it. But it's really about the omega-3s in chia. It's about the fiber, and there is protein, and there is high nutrition. There's great minerals ratio in this food. And it's about the mucilage. Chia seeds can expand and hold 12 times its weight in water. And this mucilage has health benefits to the body. So it's a special seed, and it's got a really unique sort of folklore history to back it up. But in today's time, I really think it's about the omega-3s and it's about the fiber.
In truth, for people who are really into chia, I know that people soak chia. They use it in different ways. There's a lot of kind of versatility that chia has in the way you can use it. I know a lot of people do dehydration with chia. Is there anything that we would do to chia that would damage the nutrient properties? I know most people, when they think of a food, they think of cooking that food. Is chia one of those things that you would almost exclusively use in a raw state?
Yeah, or not overheat. Not overheat. I have a recipe where we warm chia a little bit, and I'll give that to you later. It's really good. I've used chia seeds in another famous recipe of mine at the tonic bar, the Jing soup, where I take a 12-ounce cup of spring dragon tea and put it in the Vitamix. I put in a tablespoon of the chia seeds because it's famous for nourishing the glands, and I put in a tablespoon of black sesame seeds, which in Chinese medicine, the black sesame seeds are famous for nourishing the kidneys. The kidneys and the liver, especially the yin jing, and blood. And then, now I've got 2 tablespoons of different seeds, chia black sesame, and hot spring dragon tea, and then I'll put in a tablespoon of maca powder to give it some fiber to fill out the drink, and maca's got hormone regulating properties. And then I'd put in a 1/2 teaspoon of cordyceps and hushuwu, 2 top, you know, yin and yang Chinese jing tonics. And then I'd put in a squirt of deer antler liquid, and I put in 2 capsules of deer placenta, or just throw them in there. And then I put in 2 tablespoons of coconut oil to cream it, and coconut oil is good for the thyroid. And then I just put in like 1/2 squirt of stevia, or just if you don't like that much stevia, just a few drops. It has a really nice malty flavor. Blend that on high in the Vitamix for 30 seconds or so. The seeds break down and smooth out. The mucilage smooths out and softens with the warm tea really nicely from the chia seed. And it blends with the fiber and the oil, and you've got this tan sort of drink that has a smoothness and a little bit of a thickness to it. It has a really nice body. It's like a malted soup. It's balancing and strengthening. And I've had people say like before a long drive and they come to the bar and they get the gym suit and they're like, wow, I was calm, balanced, but I had strength and energy endurance for hours of driving or whatever task. And this is what chia seed is so famous for, going back to its history. The English name chia comes from the Mayan word chia bon, meaning strong or strengthening. And it's native to the southwest of the United States and Central America and North America. This is where the Indians live. It grows a lot in the deserts. It's all over the place in California. Now, the Indians, the indigenous people, used it as a highly nutritious, energy-generating food and medicine. Okay, it's a staple food. It goes back as way before corn was ever developed. The Indians, though, they used the chia seed. They used it to strengthen and sustain themselves on long desert marches, or their runners would use it on where they would have to run from state to state with no stopping and no sleep, because they believed that, just one handful of chia seeds could sustain a person during an entire day of manual labor, running, or any other form of exertion. Just one handful will give you the strength and the endurance and the stamina for an entire day of high energy output for the human body. It's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Back to the name, though, real quick, Lucian. The Latin name is interesting, too. The full name for chia, chia is just the English name, kind of like a nickname, but the full Latin name is Salvia columbre S. Hispanica. This is a member of the sage family, by the way, chia. So salvia, the name salvia, is derived from salvir, which means to save or to be healthy or well. That's really interesting. And then the columbre and Hispanica, those words are referring to its place of origin, where it comes from. So this is a really, it's a superfood that is really good for the modern times because the omega-3 and the fiber. So it's heart healthy and it's great for digestion elimination. It's great for weight loss because of the blood sugar balancing effect. It helps people with overeating issues, but because of the fiber, because it expands so much, it's very filling. So if you're adding chia to your diet, it's going to fill you up and you're going to eat less food. So if you're on a weight loss program, chia is absolute godsend to just add into your diet. You can blend the dry seeds in a Vitamix and have a powder that you can use as a meal that you can throw on salads and soups, on just about anything. And you can make smaller meals, but you'll get full because it has such a bulking, the insoluble fiber. I have a recipe I want to give you guys real quick here. This is superfood oatmeal, I call it. Okay. So we take a whole bowl of soaked chia seeds that have soaked for a period of time so that they get thick with their mucilage. And then you take this bowl of thick, goopy chia seeds and you put it on the pot in the stove and you warm it gently, just so it's the temperature of like a bowl of oatmeal almost. Okay? Not too much to damage the healthy fats in there. By the way, we cut up some small slices, thin slices of Granny Smith apple, sour green apple, very tart, low in sugar. And we put in just a teaspoon of raisins, which is only 4 grams of sugar. So we have raisins and apples mixed into the chia goop bowl as we're warming it. So because we're going to make an oatmeal with this, all right? Then when it's warm and the raisins have softened and the apples have gotten a little softer and warm, serve that in a bowl. And then I like to take a healthy chunk, a tablespoon of raw butter. Here in California, we can get grass-fed organic raw butter that's non-homogenized and no salt added. Or you could just use ghee. So put a tablespoon of ghee or butter to melt on the top, and then take some ground cinnamon and sprinkle that on top. I understand more of listeners here for the Longevity Now people and the warehouse and the Best Day Ever, they're more into whole foods, raw foods. So I would go with is, you guys have this cane sugar that's like rapadura. You have this unrefined, pure, organic, whole cane juice sugar, which is, it's brown, it looks like brown sugar, and it tastes amazing. And it's alkaline because it has all the minerals in it. It's not acidic like most sugars or acid-forming straight sugar. And you only need it. I mean, a teaspoon is only 4 grams of sugar. That's not a big deal. A lot of people that are healthier can handle a couple teaspoons. And I think a couple teaspoons of your unrefined cane juice sugar that you're selling on Longevity Warehouse, I know I I had some samples of it at the health expo that David was at, just a month or so ago. And phenomenal quality. I'm really impressed with the source that you guys have for that. You're selling that, right, Lucian, on the Longevity Warehouse?
Yeah, we've got that, and we've also got the banana flakes, which is, I think it's dehydrated wild heirloom bananas, and they dehydrate it, and then they create the flakes.
Okay. Yeah, that's another good alternative. Bananas are high in potassium, which also chia is high in potassium. But however you like to sweeten it, I think it's a fantastic recipe. I just know it's a comfort food I used to love as a kid that I didn't have that often. And I've not really had it ever as an adult until I experimented with the chia superfood oatmeal. Oh, I mean, it's just amazing. But you can knock this out with chia seeds. And you've got high fiber, high protein. You've got mucilage that pulls and absorbs toxins out of your colon. The fiber increases transit time. And you've got great mineral ratios in here. Very high in potassium, calcium, magnesium, phosphorus. Very, very low in sodium. Okay, and it's really high in omega-3 in ALA, and so you've got a delicious oatmeal made with a superfood, which I think is an exciting recipe to try at home if you want to get creative. Another recipe I haven't made yet that I want to try is to recreate a tapioca pudding with chia seeds. Maybe someone can do that out there, has an idea how to get that flavoring going with the chia seed base, but.
Okay, awesome. So, Truth, can we go into some of the specific nutritional properties of chia seeds so we can get like a sort of a download on the profile of chia?
Sure, Lucian. So nutritionally, if I'll give you a rundown for a serving, which I would say is 2 tablespoons of chia seeds. Okay, that's 66 calories. That's got 4 grams of protein. It's got 6.5 grams of fat. Of course, 0% of that is trans fat. 0.5 of a gram is monounsaturated omega-9, just a little bit of omega-9s. And the majority, 5.5 grams, is polyunsaturated omega-3s. 0 cholesterol in chia seed, 7.5 grams of carbohydrates in 2 tablespoons, 8 grams of fiber in 2 tablespoons, that's 1 gram of soluble fiber, and 7 grams of insoluble fiber. Okay, now we get to the minerals in chia seed. This is really interesting to me. There's only 0.5 milligram of sodium in chia, but there's 140 milligrams of potassium in 2 tablespoons of chia seeds. That's in a fantastic ratio of very low sodium and really high potassium. What that is a vasodilator. That opens up the arteries, improves blood flow, and lowers high blood pressure. And that opens up the little capillaries in the brain, which improves blood flow around the brain, which is helping to carry the nutrient-rich blood, the oxygen-rich blood, to all of the brain cells, which is huge. And, you know, when we throw that balance out, that sodium potassium, and we eat too much salt and we don't have any, you know, potassium to counter it, that's a problem if you do that regularly. There's certain circumstances when we want to hold water, when we need extra sodium, or when we've sweated like a demon and we've lost buckets loads of sodium, we might use a sea salt to help replenish, but you can feel it when you're too contracted, because sodium is contracting. It tightens up the arteries. It slows down blood flow to the brain. When you slow down blood flow to the brain, you slow down neurotransmitter function. So what you're doing is you're depleting gin when you use a vasocontractor. And your blood pressure goes up, your arteries tighten, and your body gets more constipated. And your chi feels stuck if you're too contracted. So your energy doesn't move and evenly, and you may get more angry and irritable, just not feel good. So when you feel contracted, you want foods that are expansive. Vegetable juices, green vegetable juices are like the fastest way to have expansive alkaline opening foods. Celery, cucumber juice, very high in potassium. But chia seed is amazing because it's so dense. It's just these little seeds, and just a small amount of it, little handfuls that you chew really good. You can carry anywhere with you. The nutrition is preserved in that seed. It's not going to go bad. And as you're chewing it, you're getting this mucilage that's cleansing and detoxing. You're getting all this protein. You're getting this fiber. It's got all 9 essential amino acids, 20% protein in the chia seed. You're getting this, the highest ALA food that converts to EPA, DHA, the omega-3s for your body. You're getting carbohydrate, a little bit of complex carbs for a little bit of fuel, and you're getting fiber. And you're getting these minerals, high potassium, which is going to increase your energy, low sodium. And now the next minerals, also in 2 tablespoons of chia seed, 140 milligrams of calcium, okay, 78 milligrams of magnesium, and 215 milligrams of phosphorus. Okay, now this magnesium-calcium ratio that's high and close, really, really good. And when you add it with the high potassium and the high phosphorus, you know, the calcium obviously is important for bones and joints, but you've got to have magnesium with it at a high ratio, and we have that with chia seed. And now the potassium adds to the cardio aspect, okay, and then the phosphorus is really the main mineral for the bones, and it's really high in the phosphorus. So is what we have with this high potassium, calcium, magnesium, phosphorus is we have a gin tonic for the bones. We have an excellent mineral, deep core building food for the bones and the joints.
This program was brought to you by TheBestDayEver.com. Thanks for listening.